The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Haiti is descended into full warlordocracy. Its interim prime minister, who was appointed after the assassination of its previous prime minister, Ariel Henry, has resigned. And this was coming out of a summit of the Caribbean nations, including representatives from America in Jamaica. Now it appears, according to reporting, that the gang leader in charge of the country is a guy who goes by the nickname Barbecue because he likes to burn people alive. He's the leader of the notorious G9 and Family Gang. There's also a video that shows a member of his gang eating human body parts. Video on X shows a Haitian man tearing flesh from the leg of a burning corpse and eating it.
Oh, God damn.
So that's what's going on in Haiti as a non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince have been evacuated. And, of course, this is important both from a humanitarian perspective in terms of the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere already struggles with starvation issues, and now this further descent into madness and what that will mean for what we're able to do to try to save the lives of, you know, the regular Haitian people. So that's one piece of it. And, of course, the other piece is scrambling Coast Guard maritime resources, because you're going to have people, as we've seen intermittently over the years, trying to escape Haiti and land on our shores. And so that just further exacerbates our problem at the border, considering this administration is not interested in enforcing immigration policy and providing the American people with border security. So it's going to get worse. Certainly in the short term, it's going to get worse. And for more on this, we talked about this a little bit before, but there's a new documentary out called Border Invasion. Border Invasion, American Crisis is the new film that's being done by Chad Catton in conjunction with our very own Salem Media. Here's a trailer for that documentary.
And within a matter of 2 months, Joe Biden went from the most secure border ever to historic illegal immigration. So he opened the floodgates.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Biden has created this border crisis by allowing these folks to come across our border, and that has been detrimental to our country.
They have deliberately opened the border to fundamentally change the fabric of our country.
Now Americans across the country are bracing for the end of Title 42 as thousands of migrants wait along the Mexican side of the border.
Officials telling NBC News most migrants are now being released into the U.S.
It is becoming harder and harder not to conclude that the border crisis is intentional.
We have over 200,000 illegal aliens that have been flown in from their home country directly into the U.S.
Nearly 2,000 migrants were moved from Floyd Bennett Field to James Madison High School, forcing those students there to learn remotely yesterday.
I see towers here with cameras mounted. And how many of these do they have down the pipe?
Oh, a bunch of them. Frequency. All over the place.
And you'll do any of them work?
No.
The last president obviously was very firm in, I'm going to build a wall.
We will build the wall. Don't worry. We will build the wall.
Majority of these people are fighting-age men. We are watching as we're being invaded.
We have untold
numbers of terrorists who have entered our country.
When we were getting ready, I just got a call from some intel that there's possibly 20 to 50 Pakistani nationals possibly on the terror watch list coming through right behind us here at Eagle Pass, where a federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to stop cutting that razor wire and allowing the illegals to come in.
When I was living in Iran, their teachings is about destroying America. And they believe that they will destroy America within. You can't put the policy of your country in the hands of evil people.
That brings us back to the realization that elections have consequences.
All of the horrible things that an open border means. What I'm most angry about, 2-year-old girl crossing the river on top of his father's shoulders. Joe Biden, you can go straight to hell.
Wow.
For more on this, pleased to be joined by Chad Catton, Veterans for America First National Director of Operations. The film, again, Border Invasion, an American Crisis. Chad, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Dan. I appreciate you having us.
So, you know, Senator John Kennedy in the trailer saying at some point, you know, it becomes obvious this is intentional. Right. This is intentional. It's not an invasion. It's an importation by this administration.
Invasion, importation, at the end of the day, doesn't matter. We have a bunch of these people coming into our country that are not in any way, shape, or form being vetted on the concept of what it is to become part of the fabric of this country. The idea of the Statue of Liberty and what it stands for in our immigration policy as a country in a melting pot has been gone for a very long time. And this is absolutely, whatever we want to call it, not good for this country in any way, shape, or form. And the policies of the Biden regime are nothing short of treasonous.
Christopher Wray was before a Senate committee yesterday and talked about the gang-related crime at the hands of gang members from other countries that's occurring on U.S. soil. He talked about the drug trafficking. They've seized enough fentanyl, the FBI has, that could have killed 270 million people or something like this. And then he also talked about human smuggling, and the human smugglers have ties to ISIS. The facilitators of these international human smuggling operations have ties to international terrorist organizations. I wasn't clear on what exactly the FBI and the larger federal law enforcement community is doing about those problems.
Well, I don't know how they can. I'm just based on resources, chasing people around for January 6th and other conservatives out there because the Biden regime doesn't like it. They've been using lawfare for a very long time, and the FBI with multiple whistleblowers that are out there, I don't know how they could have enough resources to go after the scourge that's coming across our border and tribing up into these gangs so that they can better themselves by feeding off of the American citizens. This is real. And the FBI has been very short of what their concept of law enforcement has been for quite a while since Biden took office, and their purge of any person that is about doing what the Constitution says and other than what the liberal left dictates. I mean, the FBI, a lot of our federal law enforcement, with the exception of our Border Patrol, who has still stood against Biden in every way, shape, or form, just to tell him, your policy is terrible. But every other law enforcement that's ran by the federal government has been basically infiltrated by the left and is being used as the SS, if you will.
And so, I mean, where are we for the next 6 months? I mean, is there something that you would recommend ordinary Americans do as they're, especially in big cities, being implored by their elected officials to, if they have rental property, to rent them out to people that are in this country illegally or perhaps pending asylum, have pending asylum applications? They're providing all sorts of taxpayer funding for rent and for furnishings and for food and for all of these things. So that's what's happening in America's big cities. And nobody is walking back the sanctuary city designations. So maybe the closest we've come is Eric Adams saying, yeah, there should probably be a carve out so we can turn repeat violent offenders over to ICE. That's about as grand a concession as anybody has offered from that perspective of being pro sanctuary city. So is it just endure it and watch this all play out and wait for early voting to start? Or is there something else that you would to tell people to do?
First off, there in Chicago, my buddy Mark Carter is trying to flip Chicago red. He is out there talking to the African-American community to how egregious the immigration policy of Chicago is. Just because Mark's doing it in his neighborhood, and the rest of you should go to your city council, fill that thing, go in there, be loud, tell them that you are our representatives. This has to stop. The only thing that politicians are more worried about than anything is the money stopping into their campaigns or the rise of the people. They can't stand it because most of them are shills that stand behind their ivory tower. And at the end of the day, answer to globalists or the big money firms out there that are keeping them in office. The people are the most scary things in the world. And our forefathers knew that. That's why it says we the people at the top of the Constitution and not them and their people.
So, Chad, in this documentary, Border Invasion and American Crisis, do you follow a group from, you know, the time when they cross into America illegally and then when they get placed in shelters?
No, this isn't that film. This film is more about the raw of what's really happening at that meridian line, if you will, the border. Victor Avila, who ran for Congress down there and was a Border Patrol agent, he tells a lot of his story and explains what they're seeing down there and what's happening. This is the raw of what's coming across in its raw form with professionals that have dealt with this. Victor Avila's story is amazing. As an ICE officer, he was shot in the chest and three times in the leg, and his partner was killed. And it's new information. I just talked to Tom Holman at CPAC, and more information from Victor has come out. When he wasn't killed on the border, he was killed in Mexico. I mean, shot in Mexico.
Yeah.
And what he was being sent there from his higher ups at ICE sent him into Mexico to go pick up boxes. He thought it was for witness or for a case, and come to find out, it was his boss's tchotchkes from his old house.
Oh,
it was things from his house. And they drove down this highway that was known to be ran by the Zetas. And the Zetas ambushed this vehicle and opened fire after they ran him off the road. And it took almost 40 minutes for a helicopter or any help to come from the embassy because Victor Avila was able to get on the phone. They were sent into harm's way to get some supervisor's crap. And now the government, yeah, there's no change of custody forms anymore because they don't want the American people to know what we're in those boxes. This is treasonous. This is problems with our government that only we the people can do, not just at the voting box, but make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff that is really disturbing, too. I mean, I go back to the 85,000 children that have entered unaccompanied that the federal government has lost track of. And then you see some of the guerrilla reporting by like the James O'Keefe's of the world, also Muckraker, on people that seem to be in the business of moving kids around the country, and they're at what they could be at hotels, but the hotels are cordoned off, and they sort of have a feel of a CIA black site. The people are caught at the airport with kids, and they won't answer any questions, and they're hiding their faces. And then there's questions about the kind of money the federal government is and state governments are providing foster care services with questionable reputations for providing for a safe environment for kids. So there's this whole other exploitation piece that there's just a lot of opacity around. And I would think that, you know, for more fair-minded, decent people, you'd be very concerned. You know, you're all pro-immigrant, and then you see kids disappearing and kids being exploited, or certainly questions going unanswered about what exactly are authorities doing, moving kids from point A to point B. No explanation, and a lot of money sloshing around. It's very concerning.
You're absolutely right. And Josh Hawley had a HHS secretary there in Senate, I think it was 8 months ago, and actually said, that do you know where these kids are? Is it not true these kids are going into sex trafficking and if not sweatshops? And they admitted to the fact that they don't know where some of them are, and that yes, this has been brought to light. but they're not changing course on policy. They continue to do this. And if we can't take care of and what makes us Americans, the people in our society, even the immigrants that are, you know, they're in a position where they can't protect themselves. And right. Here we are feeding the pedophilia industry in this country through immigration. This is the most egregious thing that's happened in this country for a very long time. And look, these kids were sent up there and they just follow the herd and go where they need to go. They don't know what's ahead of them. And what usually is ahead of them is something very dire, very ugly, and something that none of us we could ever, ever think that we could endure in our adult life, let alone as a child.
He is Chad Catton. He's Veterans for America First National Director of Operations. The film, Border Invasion, An American Crisis, that's done in partnership with Salem Media. I assume you get that at the Salem Now portal. Chad, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.